Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. At IndusInd Bank, new CEO Rajiv Anand has wasted no time setting the tone. In his first meeting with top executives, Anand's blunt message was compliance first, everything else later. Anand took over the top post after the previous CEO, Sumant Kathpalia, stepped down following major accounting issues. Anand has sought a 45-day plan to fix loopholes. Smartphone sales are expected to stay strong this festive season. They are estimated to grow 4% in volume and 7% in value, driven by consumers upgrading to more expensive phones and brands offering heavy discounts on older models, reports Danish Khan. Apple, which will launch its iPhone 17 series tonight, is set to outperform rivals with strong inventory and discounts across models. EV makers are also charging up for the festival season, banking on new launches, innovative financing, and a focus on Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, reports Bhavya Dilip Kumar. Also read Varun Singh's report on how Hyundai, under fire in the US, is preparing for the Diwali season as competition from Mahindra and Tata intensifies. And rounding up our festival business coverage is Manish M. Suvana's piece on how currency in circulation is likely to go up majorly in the next 2 months, bolstered by Diwali and the Bihar elections. Oracle has begun its India job cuts, targeting cloud and financial services teams, writes Debangana Ghosh and Kristen Matthew Phillip. The GST overhaul is proving to be disruptive for car dealers. They are seeking legal advice as the new rates, effective September 22nd, may block refunds of certain tax credits, with industry estimates suggesting 2,500 crore rupees worth of refunds at risk. However, the centre is considering a refund mechanism for accumulated cess, with discussions underway to provide relief to car dealers, reports Priyansh Verma. The defence sector is another area where GST changes are being felt. Anisha Kumar reports that tax cuts on helicopters, drones, and critical parts may reduce procurement costs, but listed defense players may only see modest benefits. Indian stock valuations are looking a bit stretched, with 47% of Nifty 500 index stocks trading at more than 40 times the trailing 12-month price-to-earnings ratio, Ravindra Sonavain reports. With EU negotiators expected to visit Delhi this week for talks on a trade pact, Indian officials are expected to push for flexibility in the EU's carbon border adjustment mechanism, which could hit Indian exports of carbon-intensive goods such as iron, steel, and aluminium, reports Shweta Goswami. CBAM will impose carbon tariffs on imports from non-EU countries starting January 1st. India is also considering a domestic carbon tax to offset CBAM. And across the Atlantic, the mood is no less protectionist. The US halting international relocation of employment bill has rattled India's IT industry. It proposes a 25% tax on certain payments to foreign firms for services consumed in the US. While analysts say that this may not pose imminent disruption for India's technology industry, it adds to the uncertainty, according to Rishabh Shaw and Debangana Ghosh. India's population may still overshoot the 143 crore estimate for 2027, an analysis by Ishan Gera shows. While the fertility rate has dipped slightly below government estimates in 2023, it ran above official assumptions in 2016 to 2022, keeping the population growth target above expectations. And finally, with Nepal in turmoil, read Anuj Arora's piece on the politics behind the social media ban that has led to the current violence. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.